Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
We're talking about scary Halloween pranks that you've pulled on your friends or your family members. Did you read Alan's comment on
Facebook
page?
Yes, it's hilarious.
Go ahead and read that real quick.
So, Alan was in the Air Force. He was a medic for about 23 years. And way back in the early days, a couple of his buddies and he got this idea to scare an ER tech that was afraid of dead bodies.
Oh, no.
So, he got inside a body bag and laid on a gurney. They wheeled him down to the ER and told the tech that they needed to help transporting a recent death. Once we got inside the morgue, they said they had to run and get something. So, of course, when I was alone with him in there, I just started making little bitty noises, tiny movements.
My God.
You should have seen the look on his face when I sat up.
Good morning. What kind of pranks have you pulled?
Me and my brother, we dressed up as scarecrows, and we laid on the front porch that we had because there was a step up to the front door. We placed the candy bowl on a table behind us, and the little kids would come up to get the candy, and whoever's turn it was, mine or my brother's, we'd reach out and say boo and scare the little kids.
I've seen this done before. This was done in my neighborhood when I was a kid.
Wow.
You know, I would observe it from, you know, the house across the street when I was getting candy over there, and I'd see it happen, so I got tipped off a little bit, but I love it. It's so much fun to scare people.
It really is.
And actually, the older they are, the better it feels.
Right.
Exactly. They get a hint that they know it's coming, but they still come to the door anyway.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.